One of the amazing frustrations about families, you just can't get everybody to agree on a comfortable temperature, you know? I mean, sometimes you can't even get a husband and wife to agree on it. One likes a room cozy and warm, the other likes it cool and refreshing, shall we say? It's hard to even be in agreement on what is hot and what is cold. Now, actually, when we were driving along with our family on a freezing winter day and we'd gotten it nice and warm, we could get 4 out of 5 members of our family to agree that we were at a comfortable temperature. But then suddenly, we were all aware of this cold air blowing through the car because there was one member of our family, who shall remain nameless, who always wanted some fresh air, who said, "It's hot and stifling." And you could hear almost in unison 4 voices turn to this one person and say, "Who opened the window?" Well, one person does have the ability to send a chill through any group. I'm Ron Hutchcraft, and I want to have a word with you today about the bad news bearers. Now, our word for today from the Word of God comes from Numbers chapter 13, and I'll begin reading at verse 26. The spies have just scouted out the promised land, and they've come back. The Bible says, "There they reported them to the whole assembly and showed them the fruit of the land. They gave Moses this account. 'We went into the land to which you sent us, and it does flow with milk and honey. Here is its fruit.'" By the way, it took 2 men to carry 1 bunch of grapes back on a pole. That's some fruit. Quote, "But the people who live there are powerful, and the cities are fortified and very large. We saw descendants of Anak there, who was a giant." Then it says in verse 31, "The men who had gone up with them said, 'We can't attack those people. They are stronger than we are.'" So they're disagreeing with the report that Caleb and Joshua had given. They said, "Hey, we could go for it under God's leadership." And it says, "These people spread among the Israelites a bad report about the land they'd explored. They said, 'The land we explored devours those living in it, and the people we saw there are of great size. We seem like grasshoppers in our own eyes, and we look the same to them.'" Some years ago, there was a movie entitled The Bad News Bears. Well, these guys were the bad news bearers, and they're still busy today. Yeah. The people who bring the bad report. You've always got the people who bring a bad report into every situation. Now, you know what? It's hard to see it in yourself if it's you. But I wonder, how would you evaluate yourself if you, say, played back a recording of this past week? Were there many complaints? Was there a lot of talking about the bad news about people? Maybe a lot about your problems? See, we drift into becoming a negative influence, and we don't even know it because we drifted there. And when you're around, do people feel lighter or heavier? Do they feel motivated or inundated? Do they feel like the sun came out or that the clouds just moved in? The bad news bearers, oh, they see the problems. And there were real giants and there were real walls back then. But the believers see the promises. And they choose to focus on the promises of God instead. The negative voice can turn a whole group cold. It did then. In fact, it caused the nation's faith to fail, and they wandered for years because of people who brought back negative news. So as a family member, a friend, a church member, a coworker, are you often the bad news bearer? Maybe too often? Ask the Lord to help you sense those negative things that you keep talking about before it ever comes out of your mouth, and to talk about the praises and the positives. After all, who wants to be the person who's the chill that freezes everyone in the room?
Thanks, Ron. Your Hope Story is the name of the new online video series for individuals and small groups, how your story can change their story forever. To find out more, visit yourhopestory.com. Thank you so much for listening to A Word With You with Ron Hutchcraft. God bless you.